stadium for free. But if you want to see us, honey, you're gonna have to scream on the sound. Welcome to the sound with the tickets that you need. But you're gonna have to scream.
Appreciate this because this is the last time.
You said that last week. So
unless
I'm
they
not,
sell out this one and they have enough.
I don't believe anybody anymore. I'm gonna have a beer.
Need?
Shun-na-na-na-need. It just...
You're gonna have to scream! Can we sing along to that, I wonder?
No.
Hey, it's time to win some tickets, isn't it? The 19th of August, Guns N' Roses playing a second show at Dodger Stadium. Tickets went on sale today, but...
Can we make it the 19th caller, then?
All right.
There we
19th
go.
Caller at 888-696-1003. The final pair of tickets this week from Guns N' Roses. May the axle be with you. Christian, you know that wheel in the sky keeps on turning, if you know what I mean. What does that mean?
I'm still pissed about the whole Guns N' Roses thing, so I don't want to talk about it.
The Sound. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you are caller 19.
Awesome.
Now then, let's have an Axl William Rose scream.
From me?
You know what? Let's give it to him without it.
You know what? No, let's have it from Christian.
All right, ready?
Yeah! No, you don't win the tickets, Brian.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You got to scream for him.
He's got to do better than that for you. Yes, you win tickets, Brian.
Woo!
Sweet. I haven't seen that since I was in high school.
Well, you're about to.
August. So pace yourself.
I need oxygen in the studio immediately, Andy.
I got a bit of a problem
over here, pal.
Brian, hold the phone. By the way, you did nothing for these tickets.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's dumb luck. Hold the phone.
Literally
get some
phoned it in,
me.
Andy.
Yeah, totally phoned this thing in.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's the last one of the week. We can bend the rules a little bit
Until
next week when it's a whole new week of not being the last
week. That's right. Oh, my God. Well, he won't be excited, but he'll be at the concert.
It's true. I should have got the darn tickets, Chandles.
My God. James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt on background vocals. James Taylor playing the banjo on there. Ben Keith, who played on Patsy Cline's Crazy, playing the pedal steel.
I always think of you when I hear that song, and not because you're such a huge fan of his, but
it's
because
I'm
an old man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You didn't telegraph that at all.
No,
it
came,
never
came,
lost a step.
Came down Wilshire.
Douche.
With flaps.
Kick him when they're up. Kick him when they're down. Kick him when they're up. Kick him when they're down. Kick him when they're up.
When they up.
Kick him when they're down. Kick him when they're up.
When they're up.
And they're down. Kick him when they're down. And they're up. Okay, let's do the Classic Rock Time Capsule in just a second. Another chance for you to win a wonderful prize package from us here at 100.3 The Sound. 888-696-1003. Take caller 3 right now. You'll be able to match wits with Christian about Keith Moon.
Got it.
Of the He.
One of my favorites.
Drummer. This drummer right over here is going to answer the question, and then you'll have to see if he's full of beans or not. So dial us up, and we'll do that next on The Sound. Wah! Let's get into the time capsule, yeah?
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Here comes. It's open. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday, May the 6th. May the 6th be with you. 2015. I got a question about Keith Moon coming up, and I've got Kurt on the phone from San Diego. Is that right?
That's right.
Nice. Good to have you along, Kurt. Hold on. We're going to get to your question in just a couple of minutes, okay? But in the meantime, today is the 79th anniversary of this.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It's bursting the flames. Get it started. It's rising. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please.
Name that tragedy. It's on the cover of this album.
It's the Hindenburg.
That's right. Led Zeppelin, that album, you see the picture of the Hindenburg blowing up. The fatal craft of Luftschiff Zeppelin 129, or the Hindenburg, in Lakehurst, New Jersey. We forget that that Led Zeppelin album cover shows the death of 36 passengers plus one person on the ground, but they were mostly Nazis, so big whoop.
Yeah, happens.
But did you know reporter Herbert Morrison, the guy talking there, actually had a deep voice? But his tape was running slow that day, so it pitches him up playback. Yeah, listen to this. Look, that's not what I wanted to play.
That sounds just like the Rolling Stones. How
it
weird.
Didn't it? Listen.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from bursting the flames. Get the charge. Get the charge. It's crashing. It's crashing.
Poor
it's
bastard.
Crashing. Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's
forever,
running and bursting into flames. And the charge is going fast. And all the folks
are
saying, this is terrible. This is the worst of the
yeah,
worst.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the...
Just nobody
the
believes him when he tells that story. He's like, I was there. They're like,
you
no, you
don't
weren't.
Sound at all like that guy. Hey, guess what my next story's about?
No idea.
This date in 1965, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards is staying in a Clearwater, Florida hotel room. He's just noodling around on a Gibson fuzz box pedal and a tape recorder and passes out. When he comes to...
Let me guess.
He rewinds it and he sounds a lot faster. Wait, no.
That's so weird.
Yeah, no, he hears this. He recorded that riff. Well, not with the rest of the band, but just that bare riff. And then that's followed by about 40 minutes of loud snoring. It's great.
I don't believe you. At least you made that clear.
Happy birthday to Robert Clark Seeger, 71 today. I'm told he's a distant cousin of mine. How about
really?
That? Yeah, like seventh cousin or something. This dude's been making music since 61.
Amazing.
Think about that for a second. Bob Seeger was in a band before the Beatles were the Beatles, or the Rolling Stones were the Rolling Stones. That's a long time. All right, so bringing Kurt back in for this question, Christian. In Melody Maker magazine, this day in 1967, the Who drummer Keith Moon tells young drummers the secret to forceful playing is relaxed wrists, hitting the drums harder, or thinking of an enemy's face on the drum head. What's the answer?
Where does cocaine wasn't in there.
No, it wasn't mentioned in this one.
I'm going to go with... It's all in the wrist, Andy.
What do you think? Is he right or wrong, Kurt?
I think it's probably, if it's one of those, man.
Just say he's wrong.
He's wrong.
He is wrong.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. He is wrong. It's this answer.
Anybody that hits me, we're going to hit them 10 times harder.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Donald. Right. He tells Melody Makers magazine, and I quote, "To get your playing more forceful, hit the drums harder." It is tough to argue with that kind of advice there. Hey, tell him what he's won, Sammy.
A pair of tickets to see Van Morrison with special guest Tom Jones at the Hollywood Bowl on October 13th. Tickets on sale now.
Nice. Take a drive up to 5 and see that show. That should be a good one. Kurt, thanks for listening down in San Diego.
All right. Thank you.
All right, dude. We'll get some information from you. Hang on the line. In the meantime, we'll let The Who play us out here on the Classic Rock Time Capsule.
You just got to do a line of cocaine and hit them really hard, mate.
Hit it. Harder.
Or harder than harder.
And then blow up a toilet.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites, Andy. You know?
I know you're fond of it.
Can't get enough.
I guess that's kismet.
Shiny metal boxes.
Coincidence.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's call it synchronicity.
Round one. Fight.
It's time for Song Fight every day around this time, 10 till 4. Kristen and I each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's just a little fun song fight that we do, and you won yesterday, so it's your turn to go first, my friend.
If I may, I just looked. I make notes on a sheet for the best ofs of the stuff that I'd like pulled, and I just noted that yesterday, 5:45, my note says cocaine farts.
I'm sure that was a bundle of fun.
All right, Andy. The world is a confusing place, and it's as confusing now as it was back then. So I went with this.
It's Genesis just about every day for you, isn't it?
Yep.
I wonder if anybody else is getting sick of it.
They shouldn't be, because it's Genesis!
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
And when I win, we're going to reenact the song with our puppets.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'll look
Facebook
forward to
Live.
That. I can hear the marching feet. I'm going to jump to the hook here for you.
This is the world we live in.
Oh, your puppet will do the O-O's.
Oh, good. I chose this song.
Oh!
I'm hoping I get some people who love the Jersey Rock.
Man.
Never know to
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band with On the Dark Side. Shall we hear the hook?
Yes, we should. The best part is you know that at this point the record labels weren't like, find me somebody who sounds a little bit like Bruce Springsteen. Get me a sax player.
Yeah, we need a big man. All right, so what you want to do is you want to text A to 21003 if it's that song, Andy's song, Dark Side by man. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. If it's Christians, Land of Confusion by Genesis, you go C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply, the results, and the song that wins after 6 p.m. today. Need you to take these guns off me, Christian. I can't use them anymore.
My theater of the mind only goes so far for me.
Take this badge off me. Nobody
believes you're a cowboy.
All right, well, here, pull my finger. Thank you. I think I can let go now. Head to the light. So there's a tribute to Prince going on this evening downtown.
Yeah, I'm wearing a purple thong for the whole show.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I'm doing my bit. You know?
Excellent. We'll give you the details on that. But let me just tell you right now, we've sent out Super Sammy to go downtown to the City Hall for this. And if you find him, he's wearing a Viking hat.
Yes.
Think Ragnar, not Adrian Peterson.
Good point.
He has got horns. If you find him, first couple of people that find him down there, he's got some concert tickets.
For who?
Jackson Browne. No. Rescheduled shows. I know. It's cool. So, Christian, did you know that Prince was a fan of the Minnesota Vikings?
Yep.
He wrote a song for them, a fight song for them, back in 2010, I think. And it's not very good.
Well, you couldn't knock it out of the park.
Yeah. It's not very good.
It's weird we didn't hear more of it, you know?
I guess it's something that if you were a Minnesota Vikings fan, you were all about if you were in Minneapolis. But I bring it up because, in the spirit of this, we put Super Sammy, our producer, in a Viking hat.
Yes.
And I mean like Ragnar.
It's a helmet.
The helmet, you know? The Norse
the horns.
Guy, yeah. So if you go down to the Prince Memorial, this concert that's going on down at City Hall, who all's there?
It's a pretty good lineup. It's Eric Benet, Faith Evans, Kenny Lattimore, and the guys from the New Power Generation Band and The Time are going to be down there.
Rio,
yep.
Rio.
Yep.
Jungle.
Yep. And it's from it's 5 to 8 tonight, and it's Spring Street between 1st and Temple.
Okay, hopefully we're going to check in with Sammy as he's down there. But if you see him, if you see, well, anyone who's wearing a Viking helmet,
I'd love it if there were 60 people down there in Viking helmets.
Take a chance that it's him, because we've got tickets for Jackson Browne. He had to cancel his show last week at the Fred Cavalli Theater in Thousand Oaks because he was ill. Well, he's rescheduled it for May 13th. He has a couple pairs of tickets. The first couple people that hit him up for those can get them. And you have to know this song. Now, let's say you don't. Let's say you don't have to know that.
It's the first person who doesn't know that song who walks up.
There you go. Go find Super Sammy and get your Jackson Browne tickets. That's your marching orders. That's good advice. You know, it's Friday. It's the freaking weekend.
It is.
I'm looking forward to going home in a couple of hours.
Sure. Here.
Not that I'm not enjoying my time with you here.
No. It's been a long week.
I'm going to go home and enjoy a couple of fingers of bourbon.
Right.
And
Where are you going to put them?
In my mouth?
It's getting weirder by the minute, to be honest with you.
I think you're the one that turned it a little janky there.
It's like that scene from
Cape
Fear.
You added the wang.
You're going to put the...
As they say.
Two fingers of whiskey, you say.
I'm just going to pot these down slowly. Christian finds things deep in songs that you'd never heard before, and then you can't unhear them give us an example.
Well, this is one of my favorite things to do is when you get in and you dig something, you're like, wait a minute, that's in there? So this is Life of the Fast Lane, and obviously...
What?
Yeah.
Electric piano in
is
there?
Is that a little clavichord Clavinet, or something?
Yeah, yeah. Very superstitious. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was a funk song.
No, it's so much funk here. Bam, bam.
What?
Yeah. So
that's
give that a listen.
Awesome. See if you can spot it.
Mm-mm, with your ears.
Yes.
Right. Ear spots.
Christian's the only person I know that does that.
And I'm awesome at it. You're welcome, Andy. I could go anywhere else and get paid a lot more money.
I'm pretty great.
You know, not have to deal with you.
I'm not bad at it.
Come on, man. Children.
Did I tell you our new front door?
No.
It's black. We painted it black.
Oh, the door at your house?
Yeah.
Nice.
Black lacquer. It's nice.
Black lacquer?
Black lacquer.
Black.
Yeah,
black
looks like lacquer. Looks like 10 Downing Street.
Oh, hello.
It's hello.
Well, isn't that lovely?
It's very nice.
Hello.
Round one. Fight.
Okay, so we're doing song fight. Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song and then you text and tell us which one's better. In your opinion, Christian chose this one from Genesis again.
This is the world we live in.
Land of Confusion. And I chose this one.
It's great.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Kudos, my man.
On the Dark Side. And you get to choose. So, if you like this choice, text A to 21003 for Andy's song.
Who'd have thought he'd had a saxophone in there?
It's nutty.
What a shocking choice.
If you like Christian's, then you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply, and we'll have the results after 6. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock by then, which starts next. That's right. Before we kick things off, I wanted to remind you about the tribute to Prince that's going on downtown on City Hall. Who are all the bands?
We're going to have, let me see here, Kenny Lattimore, Eric Benet, Alo Black has just been added, Faith Evans, and the guys from The Time are going to be down there, and the New Power Generation, by all accounts.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got Super Sammy, our producer, down there. We sent him down. He's got in trouble for passing out some stickers to a crying baby. I guess you can't give things away. But you do have tickets to the Fred Kavli Theater, May 13th, to see Jackson Browne. So the first two people that come up to you, we have him dressed so you can find him in the crowd of Prince fans. He's wearing the Super Sammy American flag cape, and he's got an actual Viking helmet on. Sammy, first of all, how many people are there?
Over 1,000, and more people are coming in right now, too.
Wow, it's just getting started. And last question for you. Do you look stupid?
Absolutely. I'm the only one wearing a Viking helmet here.
Fantastic. Well, you're an individualist.
Yep, yep.
It's a sign of your individuality.
Yes, I am.
And your commitment to freedom. All right, Sammy.
And looking stupid for us.
Stay on the job until you give away those Jackson Browne tickets, okay?
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Start things off with Golden Earring on the sound. Sammy will do anything, won't he?
He will for that paycheck, baby. He's a bit of a whore.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders. Let me just say this. You play lots of music by white men. Some songs from white women. Would it kill you to play more songs by elderly, progressive, atheist Jews? Just think about it, okay? Meanwhile, this tune, I must say, is pretty good.
All right, so Andy, next week on Mark in the Morning, I don't know if you know, but Live Nation's got some sick shows happening this summer, including Def Leppard, Cheap Trick, Brian Adams, Joe Walsh, Bad Company, Boston, 100 of them. Well, this week on the show, it's the week of 200 tickets. They're going to be giving away tickets to all of these shows next week on the Mark in the Morning show.
How many tickets?
200 tickets. with Mark and Gina next week on 100.3 The Sound.
That might be too many tickets.
That's like 600 a day.
Going deep into the tunes, it's Mr. Christian James
Hammond. And do you know who Rob Johnston is?
I don't know. Is he in relation to Tom Johnston?
Oh, yeah. That guy's the lead singer in the Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
He was also the guy that played this.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me is I've never heard a saxophone sound like that before. That is
pretty good.
Incredible. Incredible. How he does it, I don't know.
I could play the harmonica that well, but it kind of makes me fart. It's a breath control thing.
We're going to get a note from Dave Biesing about not singing too much and not too many fart sounds, even though they make me laugh every time.
I welcome it. Christian,
sir,
has a new show. Tell us about it.
It's on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 100.3 The Sound. Andy, and what I'm doing is I'm introducing you to new music by playing songs and bands that you know and love and already understand, and then brand new stuff or newer stuff so that you can find your new favorite band courtesy of us here
cool.
at The Sound. All right, and I'm going to do some Jimi Hendrix and some Alabama Shakes on Sunday, amongst others.
Wow, it's young John Travolta, and I love Elton John.
And I'm old John Travolta. Don't let your son go down on me.
Symbol. The gong.
It's a gong.
There we go.
Come on, man.
It's important to wait all the way to the end.
Round one. Fight.
I got some song fight results.
All right.
46-54%. Kristen and I each pick a song at 10 till 4 every day, and then you vote by text and say which song wins the song fight, and 8% difference.
I'll take it.
I win?
I'll take it.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
It's a great
beat
song,
buddy. Genesis. Listen up. And another song on Monday at 4 o'clock, 10 till 4. Another song fight song.
You one up going into the weekend.
I love
that. Not make me feel good.
I love it. I love being one up. Thank you to everybody who voted for me.
Smug fat face.
My people. Love it.
You're unbearable when you're like this.
A late one, late in the week. What you got for us?
One last one of this week, Andy. We've never heard this vocal before on its own. What's this dude's name? Tom Butworth?
Who are we talking about?
The guy from the Guess Who.
Burton Cummings.
That's the guy. Burton's Cummings. Listen.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama let me be. Don't come a-hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away.
I never realized how much
American
power.
Woman, listen what I say.
It's also more than a little Robert Plant in there, if I may say so. I mean,
I always liked his voice.
No, it's like great.
The song Stand Tall.
Listen what I say.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. Was Tom Butworth?
Burton Cummings. Very close.
I should change it to Tom Butworth. It sticks in the brain much better, you know?
Tom Butworth. Yeah, it does. Good job, Butworth.
Oh, good Lord.
Christian, I've just had a hootenanny today with you.
What
it's
a great
been a
show
real
it's been.
Great
yeah.
time.
I mean...
We gave away the last GNR tickets.
Yep.
We sent Sammy down to the Prince Festival. He made it back in one piece. That's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got fun stuff planned next week. Not only us, but the radio station in general, am I right?
Well, there's this thing going on about this Desert Trip show with McCartney and Roger Waters, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, The Who, Stones, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. Well, they got tickets on sale, but one member of the Sound Text Club will be chosen at random to receive a pair of three-day passes to Desert Trip. All you got to do to be eligible is to join the club. If you're not driving, text JOIN to 21003. That's JOIN, J-O-I-N, to 21003. And then a random winner is going to have three-day pass to this huge show and not have to sleep with any roadies to get into it.
That sounds like a boon.
Isn't that amazing?
A bonanza.
Win-win, my friend. Yeah. Except for the roadie, obviously, who loses
so
out
what
on
am
a
I supposed
bit
to
a,
do? What am I supposed to text?
You're supposed to text JOIN.
JOIN.
J-O-I-N. To 21003, it's that simple. Don't do it while you're driving. Standard text ruling.
If I did joint to 21, I think that still counts.
No, I'll show up and get high with you. That's a whole other thing.
That sounds good, too. Hey, we're going to say goodbye in just a minute and turn things over to Rita Wild. Stick around. That little sing-along is next on The Sound. Everybody, I really appreciate you being with us all this week. We're going to say goodbye now, and we're on Facebook Live if you want to see that. It's Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. We'll be back at 3 o'clock on Monday.
I can't wait, you know?
Yeah, I can. I'm going to go have some scotch.
I'm going to get high as the dickens this
weekend. Good night, and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always
nice work with the Trey angle. See what he did there?
My heart.
His name's Trey.
Good night. Oh,
he's playing
yeah,
a triangle,
it's
so it's
sleep
a Trey
tight
angle. Yeah.
And pleasant dreams to you. It's like onions, this show. It's layers. And the prayer.
It makes you cry when you cut it.
Comes true.
Until we meet again. Adios.
Adios. Au revoir.
Alfredo.
Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, Viv. Yeah, every time you cut it, I do cry. That's how our show's like an onion. Thanks, everybody. Be safe this weekend. Come back to us on Monday, won't you? Rita Wild's in here to rock you rest of the night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.